Chapter 7. Two Boys Are Better Than One. A week later, I'm in the middle of a truly fantastic dream in which Mick and Raff are fighting over me at Spring Fling in a matrixy slow-motion battle with lots of 360 turns and backflips when I feel a poking in my cheek. I open one eye. Miri is hovering over me, shoving her index finger into my face. I close the eye. Do you mind?
Trying to wake you, she whispers.
No kidding. I open the eye and see that the clock says 5:07. 5:07? Did she bump her head on a cauldron? Why are you waking me at 5:07?
Here, take this, she says,
and shoves something into my mouth. I sit up, suddenly energized.
Is that my popularity potion?
No, a breath mint.
Humph. If you don't like my morning breath, don't wake me in the morning. Or in this case, the middle of the night.
Do you want me to make you a spell or not?
Yum, peppermint.
So, lay it on me. What did you find?
She shakes her head.
I don't think I'll be able to do a popularity spell.
What? You promised! I kick my comforter off and sling my feet over the side of the bed. What kind of witch is she? She can't do an anti-love spell, and she can't do a popularity spell. She can't even do a spell that will take care of chores. Why else would she have to make that deal with me? What good is being a witch if she can't do anything fun? I don't appreciate you waking me in the middle of the night for no reason except to give me more under-eye circles. Miri takes a step back and pouts.
It's not my fault. There is a popularity spell, sort of, and it's only two brooms, but it would need me putting dried cinnamon into the entire student body's water supply. I don't have a clue how to do that.
That does sound tricky, I admit, scooting over. Miri sits down next to me.
We don't want to get caught putting anything in the Manhattan water supply.
True. I sigh with disappointment. So what now? Nothing?
Are my dreams over? That's the best way for mass popularity. The other way is to collect hairs or nail clippings from everyone in the school.
Seems unlikely. I can't see myself running through the halls with hair and nail scissors. Unless I opened up a makeshift salon in the cafeteria and offered free manicures and haircuts. As if people would let me near them with scissors. Anyone who went to middle school with me would remember the time Jewel and I decided to get rid of our bangs, and I played barber. Not a pretty sight.
There must be another way. I found a love spell, if you want to try that instead.
Now we're thinking.
Tell me more. It's only three brooms, and all I'd need are a few minor ingredients.
That could so work. Awesome. If Mick or Raff falls for me, not only will one of the loves of my life be my boyfriend, but I'll become A-list by default.
Yes! How long does it last? I'm not sure. A few months, tops. Maybe by the time it wears off, he'll be madly in love with me anyway. He'll realize I'm smart and fun and cute and full of yourself.
Ha ha.
By the time it wears off, at least I'll be firmly rooted in the A-list.
This is an outstanding plan. Instead of becoming popular to have a boyfriend, I'll get a boyfriend to become popular. I bounce on the bed and let out a scream.
Shh, Miri whispers and tugs at my ankle. Mom will kill us both if we wake her up. We were up really late last night doing my training.
Oh, yeah?
How did that go? Great. Do you know that witchcraft has been around for over 25,000 years? When there were cavemen, there were witches. Later this week, we're going to talk about the spread of witches across Mesopotamia, and then Europe.
My eyelids start to feel like bricks, and I lie down.
You're putting me back to sleep here.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, the reason I woke you up was to tell you that if you want to do a love spell, you have to buy some yogurt and borrow something that belongs to your guy, like a piece of clothing.
Oh, is that all?
How am I going to do that?
She shrugs and climbs in beside me. I move over so she can share my pillow.
Tell him you're cold and ask to borrow his sweater, she says.
Sweet, naive Miri. Why,
hello, Raph. Chilly today, isn't it? Would you mind taking off that woolly sweater?
He'd think I was a psycho.
Although, within a week he'd be in love with me anyway, so maybe it doesn't matter.
But a pencil would be easier. That I could swipe when he's not paying attention.
Can it be a pencil or a notebook?
She sighs.
Rachel, what happened when you didn't have the right ingredients to make chocolate brownies and you made them anyway? Remember when you used baking soda instead of flour and they tasted like sawdust?
True. But has anyone eaten sawdust? For all we know, it's delicious and tastes like brownies. Or not.
Guess we shouldn't take chances on this first one. We don't want to end up with the pencil falling in love with you or writing on you.
She giggles. I giggle too.
Or turning me into a pencil.
I do love the feeling of a newly sharpened number two poised over a math quiz, though. We pull the covers over our heads so we won't wake our mother. I can't believe I convinced Miri to put a love spell on anyone. She must be really antsy to test out her magic wings. At 7:02, I wake up freezing with sunlight spearing my eyelids. I open one eye and see Miri waving her hands at my window, her eyes closed and her lips pursed. What are you doing? I ask. The left side of my blind is pulled up, and the right side is hanging diagonally, still covering the window.
Using magic to open your blinds. But I screwed up, and now one half is stuck.
She's more antsy than I thought. She'd better figure out what she's doing before it's my turn to go under the wand. In homeroom, I vary the plan slightly. Why have just one boy fall in love with me when I can have two? If I can get my hands on clothing belonging to Mick and Raph, then they'll both fall head over heels in love. And just like in my dream, they'll fight over me. How romantic. I'll open my locker and find two love notes. They'll both want to help me with my coat, so I'll let each of them remove one sleeve. Mick will piggyback me to class while Raph carries my books. When the bell rings, I hurry back to the second floor so I can stalk the boys and analyze their attire for something to steal. Raph's locker is right by Mr. Silver's classroom. I spot Raph's handsome frame as he snaps his locker closed and heads to class. He's wearing a blue button-down, jeans, a brown belt, and brown shoes. I nibble my lip. If he were wearing a sweatshirt, maybe he'd take it off. But a button-down? I don't think so. And I can't think of any reason he would take off his jeans or belt. Unless he has gym this afternoon.
Yes! Gym! I can break into the boys' locker room after he's changed and...
I'll get caught and the entire school will think I'm a perv.
If only Miri could whip me up one of those Harry Potter invisibility cloaks. No, wait, I've got it. I can just borrow his gym clothes from his locker. Brilliant! All I need to do is catch him opening his locker and scope out his combination.
I miss him after second and third periods. And then I finally spot him in action, just before lunch. Freshmen and sophomores have lunch from 11 to 11:45. Tell me, who's hungry at 11? It's ridiculous. That's why I'm looking forward to junior year. Not because I'll get my license, not because of prom, because I can't wait to eat at 12 like a normal person. Anyway, Janice, Annie Banks, and Sherry Dolan are congregating by Tammy's locker. They all know each other from middle school, where they were a foursome. Now it's Annie and Sherry, me and Tammy, and Janice is kind of on her own.
I'm starving, Annie says, peering into her lunch bag.
Annie is in our homeroom class, but always sits next to the door because she supposedly has an extra small bladder and has to go to the bathroom at least once every class. She also has long brown hair and the biggest breasts I've ever seen. Honestly, they must be at least a triple G. At the moment, she's wearing a red turtleneck, and they look like two beach balls.
If only she could share the wealth. Sherry's in our English class and is Annie's best friend.
Hi, girls,
she says now while chewing a lock of her blonde hair.
How is your day?
Her tendency to add the sound E to every word gets very annoying, and the fact that she sucks on her curls grosses me out. But she is very friendly and has decent opinions in class, so I try to overlook these things. I focus on Raph. All he has to do is move over a little and I'll see his locker. Come on, Raph. Your wide, manly shoulders are blocking my view. He snaps the lock open, and I've missed my chance. He puts on his jacket, gloves, and hat. Maybe he'll drop a glove on his way out for lunch, and then, presto, my work here is done. Raph goes out for lunch a lot, and it's never with other fashion show people. He's also friends with some football players and some sophomores who are in a band called Illuminated. Such random friends. Tammy and I never go out for lunch. We always eat with Annie, Sherry, and Janice in the cafeteria, on the left side of the room, fourth table from the back. Until I can sit with the A-list table at the back near the window, this crew will have to do. Not that I'd drop Tammy. I would do my best to make sure she'd have a seat right beside me. Jewel on my left, Tammy on my right, and Raph and Mick directly across from me. A trapezoid of happiness. Raph manages to hold on to his gloves. And then the red-headed, ever-annoying Melissa blocks his path and whispers something to him. If only I had superhuman hearing. Is that too much to ask? One measly power? He says something, and Melissa points down the hall at three other A-list fashion show girls who are buzzing around, manicured hands waving. In my steel-clothed excitement, I've missed whatever crisis is taking place in fashion show land. Last week, the Eiffel Tower that the student set designers were building cracked in half, and the cast members were all in a tizzy. The theme is City Groove, which means that each number will feature a different city. According to Jewel, the Eiffel Tower is for the freshman and sophomore formal wear number. The song is Come What May from Moulin Rouge. I'm distracted again when Mick saunters through the hallway. He's wearing jeans and an untucked sweater. I follow him so I can see better. He approaches his locker, places his fingers on the lock, slowly turns the dial. 7:22:18. Bingo! 7:22:18. 7:22:18. 7:22:18. 7:22:18. Why don't I have a notepad to scribble this on? 7:22:18. I open my locker, rip out my geometry textbook, and write the combination on the cover. Yes! Rachel, Tammy asks, linking her arm through mine. When you're finished stocking, do you want to come for lunch? Busted. I was just... She laughs. Daydreaming. I know, he's hot. But I'm starving. Since I can't confide in her, I nod and secretly plot my next move. I'll have to take 5 minutes during class when the hallway is empty, sneak back here, borrow Mick's hat or his puke-green gym shirt, hide it in my locker, and then run back to class. The obvious choice is to miss English, since I'm in advanced and therefore supposedly know what I'm doing, but French is boring. I can barely keep my eyes open. One of the reasons French is so boring is that I have no friends in the class. Tammy and Janice are in accelerated. Jewel and Sherry are in Spanish. Annie is in regular too, but she's in another class.
Je parle, tu parles, il ou elle parle, nous parlons,
Dory Madsen recites. As usual, she's sitting in the front row and answering all the questions. When she finally gets to the end of her conjugation, I decide it's now or never.
Excusez-moi, je dois aller à la toilette.
I hear a few titters from the peanut gallery in the front. They're so childish. I hope I didn't ask if I could pee on the floor. Did I? Madame Diamant nods and asks if anyone would like to conjugate parler in the conditional tense. Dory raises her hand. As I exit the class, I wonder what it's like to teach a language all day that no one understands. To have to listen to people sounding like morons, staring at you as if you're not making sense, asking if they can pee on the floor. I couldn't ever become a second language teacher, partly because I barely speak a second language, but mostly because I don't think I could teach. Not that I have a clue what I do want to be. A businesswoman? A rocket scientist? I don't know what a rocket scientist does, but how fun would that be? To say you're a rocket scientist?
It's not rocket science,
a sexy stranger at a cocktail party would say. I'd lean in closer, allowing him an eyeful of my extraordinary cleavage. This is way down the line, so glistening cleavage is very plausible, if not likely. Actually, I'd say, I am a rocket scientist, and gasps would ensue. Mon Dieu! Must concentrate on covert mission. James Bond music plays in the background. I really should have worn all black today instead of jeans, an orange sweater, and sparkling green shoes. How uncovert can I get? I skip down the stairs from the third floor. First stop, my locker. I need my geometry book. When this spell is done, I should ask Miri to find one to improve my memory. I'd better write that down in case I forget. I probably should have noted which locker is Mix. They all look the same, metal and narrow. I close my eyes and try to remember where he stood. 4 to the left. No, 5 to the left. 6, definitely 6. This would be so much easier if I were a witch. I could purse my lips and make his locker glow. I purse my lips. Make the right locker glow. Nothing glows. Must remember. I think I was right the first time. 4 to the left. I peer down the hall to make sure no one is coming. All clear. Peer down the other side. Also clear. I look at my textbook and see the 7:22:18. Then position myself in front of the fourth locker to the left. Here we go. I take a big breath and turn the dial to the right. 7, left, 22, and then a quick 18, and no go. I turn to the right. 7, left, and around once for good luck. 22, and then a slower 18, and nope. Maybe it was the fifth locker over and not the fourth. If only my brain were like a TiVo and I could skip back to the last episode. I try the fifth locker. And then the next one. And the next one. And the entire row. It isn't working. I need to concentrate. I slide to the floor, rest my head against the locker behind me, and breathe just like we learned in gym. In. Out. Shh. In. Out. Shh. Am I turning too fast? Do I have the wrong code? Why isn't my plan working? Why is it so hard to steal a piece of clothing? Maybe I'll tell Mick that I'm doing a project on shoes and that I need to borrow his. Or maybe I'll stand really close behind him and cut out a piece from the back of his sweater. It wasn't tucked in. He'll think he caught it in a door. Yes, that's what I'll do. I'll try to catch him when the bell rings. But right now, I'm tired. So very tired. It's Miri's fault for waking me up so early.
Oh, maybe I'll just close my eyes for a second. They're so heavy.
Yes, that feels good. The next thing I know, I'm being tapped on the shoulder. I open my eyes to see Mr. Earls, JFK's vice principal, looming over me.
Taking a nap? He asks.
His eyebrows are too close together, like Bert from Sesame Street. I've seen him at assemblies and lurking in the hallway corners before, but I've never had the pleasure of being this close to him until now.
Just thinking, I say. I'm on my way back to class. Sorry, sir.
There will be no thinking in the hallway on my watch, and I don't think you were thinking. I think you were napping and skipping class.
He scribbles something on his notepad and throws it at me.
Detention today, after school. You can think then, but no napping.
What? Detention? Me? I've never had detention before. Ever. Oh, please, sir. I was only here for 2 seconds.
Do you want detention again tomorrow? That's what you get for arguing with me.
Gulp. Someone's on a power trip. Blinking back tears, I walk to French. Mr. Earls doesn't realize who he's messing with. One day I'll have magical powers, and then he's so going to be morphed into a cat. A neutered cat. Yes, Mr. Earls, do you understand? One day people will call you Fluffy. As I return to my lonely seat in the back of the class, I feel a heaviness inside my lungs, like when I wake up some mornings and realize that Tigger is sitting on my chest. Life is so unfair. My mom has magical powers. Miri has magical powers and boobs. My dad has STB. Jewel is popular and has a new best friend. Tammy has, well, Tammy has Sherry, Janice, and Annie. And I have nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing but detention.